చరణ కమల భజమాన్, శ్రీ గురు చరణ కమల భజమాన్, శ్రీ గురు చరణ కమల భజమాన్, శ్రీ గురు చరణ కమల భజమాన్. చరణ్ మీన్స్ ఫీట్, శ్రీ గురు చరణ్ కమల, కమల మీన్స్ లోటస్. Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhaja Man. Man means the heart. We should worship the lotus feet of Guru with all our heart. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhaja Man. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhaja Man. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Guru Kripa Bina Nahi Koi Saran Bal, Bhajaman Bhajanuksha. Guru Kripa Bina Nahi Koi Saran Bal, Bhajaman Bhajanuksha. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Sri Guru Charana. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam brahmaru chora bhuvan. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam brahmaru chora bhuvan. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari Bhakton ke darasan. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari Bhakton ke darasan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Guru Charana Kamala. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murti Dina Jana Karuna Nida. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nidan. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Shruti Smriti or Purana Namohe Vakinos Basta Brahma Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namoe Kinos Basta Brahma Tanamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Si Hari Namaratan Tanamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Si Hari Namaratan Si Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Si Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Si Guru Charana Kamala Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Si Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Si Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Si Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama Isn't this beautiful bhajan? It just pulls your heart to the lotus feet of Guru. Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhajaman. Just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all your heart. Guru Kripa Bina. Bina means without. Without mercy of Guru, our Guru Kripa Bina, Nahi Koi Sadhan Bal. Just like we're coming from our Krishna Balaram Mandir. So Bal we know means strength. So our sadhana has no Bal, no strength, without the mercy of Guru. Bhajaman bhaja anukshan. Shan means moment. So anukshan means at every moment just remember the lotus feet of Guru. Milta nahi aisi durlab janam brahmadhu choda bhuvan. We wander throughout this 14 worlds. Choda bhuvan is a fancy way to say this universe, 14 worlds. And many different species of life. But very rarely, durlab means very rare, we get this human form of life. Because only in this human form of life we can ask the questions, who am I, where did I come from, why am I suffering? Only in this human form of life we can get free from this cycle of birth and death. So this is very durlab janam. Just like I'm very surprised, that's why I wanted to come at this time of year, because I have experienced before, there's no mosquitoes. Otherwise, at Mayapur festival time, for every human being, there's at least one crore mutter. Isn't it? So human form of life is very rare. Human form of life is very rare. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se hari bhaktoon ke darsan. Already this human form of life is very rare, but in this human form of life, Hari Bhakton ke Dara San. This is Brij Bhasa language. So it's like children's language. Just like for a child to say a very complicated word like Darshan. Very difficult. So child will say Dara San. So Brij Bhasa is always like that. Hari Bhakton ke Dara San. Already human form of life is very difficult to get, but to get the darshan of pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, that is even more rare. Aho bhagya se. Bhagya means by great fortune. It's like everybody always asks, what was the first time you saw Srila Prabhupada? So, I joined in a place called Boulder, Colorado, in the foot of the Rocky Mountains. And so after some time, they sent me to LA to get initiated. So that time the temple was on La Cienega Boulevard. That's not before they came to it. Just 2 months after this, they went to Watseka. But it was a big old church, and it didn't have any place for Prabhupada to stay, so he lived in a flat nearby, about a mile or so away. So Prabhupada used to come in the morning, greet the deities, give Bhagavatam class, and then after class there was always kirtan. When Prabhupada was here in Mira, after class he always led some Harinam kirtan. So, and then he went back to his flat. So, and we arrived just around noontime, so we weren't going to see Prabhupada till the next day. But it was Saturday night. And Saturday night in Los Angeles meant we went to either Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard. So this night we went to Hollywood Boulevard. Now in America, if chanting on the streets is your religion, then the police can't stop you. But if you block traffic, then they will get you on that one. So there was a place on Hollywood Boulevard where the sidewalk was very wide. There was like a big triangle up to the entrance to a certain restaurant called Diamond Jim's. It was a big mafia. I told this story a couple of months ago in Vrindavan, and Gargamuni was there, and he said, yeah, that guy wanted to kill me. He threatened to kill me if I didn't move my Sankirtan party. So therefore we could push people into that triangular shaped area and keep the sidewalk clear. So we were happy, the police were happy, only Diamond Jim was very unhappy. And we were led by Vishnujan Maharaj, who led such wonderful kirtans. And we even had first of all, he would have us shaped in a half circle. He said, just like the eye of Krishna. Just like Krishna's eye. And he would stand at the end. So we had our back to the street. He was standing facing down. He can see the sidewalk. He can see the street also, both. And he was always dancing on his toes. It's like he didn't touch the ground. And he had not just tape around his fingers. He had tiles taped under that tape. And all day long in front of Buffums in downtown LA, and all night long in Hollywood Boulevard, he would chant and chant. And we even had a Hollywood rag. For Hollywood Boulevard, we had our Hollywood Raga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We even had the second part. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we used to play so quickly. Vishnujan wanted to keep us going very quickly. He said, so there's no gaps for Maya to enter. So we were chanting and chanting, and all of a sudden Vishnujan Swami's eyes got big as saucers. And he went, Prabhupada. And he hit the street. Now we're facing the sidewalk. We didn't see anything that would make him do like that in front of us. So we figured whatever happened, happened behind us. And we turned around. It just so happened that very night, Prabhupada asked Gargamuni, take me to Hollywood Boulevard. I want to see my disciples pushing on Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this hellish place called Hollywood. So Prabhupada was there in a Ford Admiral. Now you can tell how old I am, because you probably never heard of a Ford Admiral even. It was a mid-sized Ford car. And Prabhupada was there in the window of the car, with his hand in his bead bag, and the pure devotee of the Lord was making pranams to us. He was going like this. We wanted to lift up the sidewalk and crawl underneath. We were embarrassed because pure devotee was making pranams to people like us. And they have to understand who we were, because I'm sure you're all very pure, but from those of us who were born in those days in the late 70s, early 70s, rather. You may have heard of one guy named Chitragupta. He's the secretary of Yamaraj. You know Chitra? Chitra means? Picture. And Gupta means secret. So you did some sin, and you thought, oh, nobody saw that. Chitragupta got you. Well, nobody saw that one. We were such type of people, we crashed Chitragupta's hard drive. And this is who Prabhupada was making pranams to. We all just hit the street, you know. But we were so amazed how Prabhupada was so grateful. Prabhupada was so grateful that we were pushing on Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this hellish place called Hollywood Boulevard. So that was the first time I ever saw Prabhupada in my life. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we want to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So to get to glorify Lord Chaitanya, we have very beautiful song. Now most of our songs, because we're in Gaudiya Sampradaya, they're all 90% they're Bengali. Especially if it's about Lord Chaitanya, then it has to be in Bengali. But I'm preaching in Northern India where everybody speaks Hindi. And no offense to any Bengalis here, but I have practical experience. If you sing too many Bengali bhajans in front of a Hindi audience, but this particular bhajan, I heard from one of Bhakti True Swami CDs, who by the way is Bengali, but it's not in Bengali. It's actually not even in Hindi. It's in pure Brijbhasa language, and you probably already know it. If you don't know, you'll learn in 2 seconds and sing along with us. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtan me. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtan me. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtan me. Chire chuda darshani rale, panapula mala tia pardole. Chire chuda darshani rale, vanapulla mala iya pardole. Pairna pita patambara chobe, nupura runu junu chalanandame. Pairna pita patambara chobe, nupura runu junu chalanandame. Bolo sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtan. Everyone try. Bolo sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtan me. Radha Krishna ekatanu he, niduvana maje panzi bajave. Radha Krishna ekatanu he, niduvana maje panzi bajave. Visarupa ki prabhuji sahi, avata prakatai nadiya me. Visarupagi Prabhuji Sahi Avata Prakatai Nadiyame. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtan me. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtan me. gavate hai Radha Krishna naam koi gavate hai Hari gunagan koi gavate hai Radha Krishna naam koi gavate hai Hari gunagan mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me mridanga sala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me bola sundara lala sadhiru lala nadata sri hari kirtan me bola sundara lala sadhiru lala nadata sri hari kirtan me bolo najat si hari kirtan me bolo najat si hari kirtan me bolo sri sachinandana gaur hari the sundara lala sachi dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtanme. So I think most of you know the meaning of Sundar by now. What is the meaning of Sundar? Beautiful. Just like our deities in Vrindavan are Radha, Shyama Sundar. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this holy land of Mayapur 500 years ago, he was not Shyama Sundar, he was? He was? Gaur Sundar. He was very beautiful, golden complexion. Golden avatar of love. Sundara Lala. In Braj, when we want to call a little boy, then we say, oh Lala, come here Lala, aja Lala. We want to call a young girl, and we say, oh Lali, aja Lali, come here Lali. So Lala means little boy. And who's little boy? Sachi Dulala, the little boy of Sachi. Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. Now you all know Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj. But Nata, this is a very harsh Sanskrit word, hard, Nata. But our Brijbhasa language is very soft, sweet language. So instead of saying Nata, we say Nachata, dancing. And where he's dancing? Nachata, Sri Hari, Kirtane. He's always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process, chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And not that Mahaprabhu invented something new. It's like nowadays it's very fashionable. Somebody invents their own religion. Just like one time, just recently we had financial depression. So before that, in the 1920s, there was some depression. And people became quite broke. So one fellow, he had no money, but his friend wasn't so bad off. So he went to his friend, he said, lend me $100, I'll pay you back someday. He thought, anyway, he'll never pay me back, but anyway, he's in bad position. He gave him $100. After a couple of years, he saw his friend coming down the street. He had nice silk suit on, diamond tie pin, you know, Rolex, gold Rolex watch, you know, shiny shoes, everything, stylized hair. And he saw that friend that he had given who'd lend him the $100. He went up, he shook his hand, he said, I owe you some money. I'll give you back with interest. He gave him $1,000. He said, hey man, what happened to you? He said, I invented my own religion. So this is the fashion in Kali Yuga. But Mahaprabhu did not create something new. He did not invent manodharm, speculation religion. This is according to Shastra. Just like we know in Brihad Naradiya Puran, there's one verse that every devotee knows by heart, even in the sleep. If we ask one devotee, what is that verse in Brihad Naradiya Puran? Even he's sleeping, he will half asleep say, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, 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 Gatiranata. So this is Naradiya Purana. So there it says three times, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Prabhupada says when something's repeated, it's for emphasis. So three times, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy names, chanting the holy names. Kalua. Now this Kalua is a very tiny word, but it's very important, we're going to see. Kalua means in this Kali Yuga. Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. Immediately somebody says that's very narrow-minded. Why are you saying no other way? You're being narrow-minded. Actually, this is broad-mindedness. This is intelligence. Just like if I'm sick, this is why this little word is important. I'll show you. If I'm sick, do I go to the medical shop and say, give me some medicine? First question is, what medicine? Any medicine, I'm sick. Give me some medicine, I'm sick. Do we do it like that? You say, that's narrow-minded. You want a specific medicine, that's being narrow-minded. No, that's intelligence. First we go to the doctor, we find out what is our disease, and then he gives us a medicine appropriate for our disease. Just like suppose I'm suffering from diabetes. Now little children, tonight we don't have any with us, otherwise I always ask them, do you like medicine? They all go... Little children, they don't like medicine. So what do? They put a lot of sugar in it. So they'll take the medicine. Now for me, I'm suffering from diabetes. That medicine will be poison. It's a good medicine manufactured by a recognized company, stamped by the doctor's approval, approved by the government. It's a very good medicine, but for me it's poison. I have to take the medicine according to my disease. This is intelligence. No? So this little word says kalua, that Gyan, yoga, karma, all these things are there. They're all good. It's like in the medical shop. All the medicines are good. But kalua, in this Kali Yuga, the specific medicine that will work the best, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, chanting this holy name. So Mahaprabhu didn't invent something new. This is old, old thing. So therefore, we very enthusiastically chant this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we get mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and we chant the holy name, then we can go to Braj. So to take us to Braj, we have very beautiful bhajan. Oh, it's on the back side. And tonight we have one of these things that we can adjust, so we'll sing a special melody for this. You've probably heard this before with different melody. Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalahari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalahari. Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam. Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari. Sundara Kundala Naina Vishala, Sundara Kundala Naina Vishala, Galle Soeba Chandi Mala, Galle Soeba Chandi Mala, Yacha Balihari, Yacha Viki Balihari. Yachaviki Balihari, Yachaviki Balihari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. Kabu luta luta dadi kaya, Kabu luta luta dadi kaya, Kabu maruvana rasana jaya, Kabu maruvana rasana jaya, Nachata vipena bihari, Najata Vipina Bihari, Najata Vipina Bihari, Najata Vipina Bihari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. Radhe Shyam Jai Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Jai Shyama Shyam, Jai Madhava Madhava, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. Walla balla sanga denu charai, Walla balla sanga denu charai, Vana vana brahmata fideyarurai, Vana vana brahmata fideyarurai, Kande kamara kari, Kande kamara kari, Kande kamara kari, Kande kamara kari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimala Hari. Chura Chura Nava Nita Jogaya, Chura Chura Nava Nita Jogaya, Rajavanitanme Namadaraya, Rajavanitanme Namadaraya, Makana Chora Murari, Makana Chora Murari, Makana Chora Murari, Makana Chora Murari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai. Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalari. Ekadina man Indra Komaryo, Ekadina man Indra Komaryo, Naka Upar Govar Danadaryo, Naka Upar Govar Danadaryo, Nama Paryo Giri Dari, Nama Paryo Giri Dari, Nama Paryo Giri Dari, Nama Paryo Giri Dari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalari. Duryodhanaka Boganakayo, Duryodhanaka Boganakayo, Rukho Sagvi Durgarkayo, Rukho Sagvi Durgarkayo, Aise Prema Pujari, Aise Prema Pujari, Aise Prema Pujari, Aise Prema Pujari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalari, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalari. Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, oh Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam, Radhe Shyam Shyama Shyam. Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Keshava Kalimalari. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So this little Braj Bhajan just takes our heart straight to Braj. This is a very famous one. This is Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Jai Kesava Kalimala Hari. So Kalimal, just like we've heard the word Amala, just like Mahaprabhu said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Puran. So Amal means spotless. So we can understand the opposite, Mal means dirty. And what dirt is there in our hearts? Kalimal. Our hearts are filled with Kalimal, the dirt of Kali Yuga. But by singing all these nine, Jai Madhava Madana Murari, Keshava, Radhe Shyam, Shyama Shyam, singing all these names, Kalimala Hari, all that dirtiness of Kali Yuga is ripped out of our hearts, wiped out of our hearts, we should say. Same message as Mahaprabhu, but in very sweet Brijbhasa language, chanting all these names, Kali Mala Hari. All the dirt of Kali Yuga is wiped out from our hearts. And one interesting verse is there. He says, Duryodhanaka Bogana Kayo. We know one time Krishna, he went to Hastinapur to broker peace with the Kauravas. Krishna even became the Dut. Dut means that is a low down position, messenger. That is not a very high post. But Krishna, for his devotees, for the Pandavas, he became their, he was their friend, he was their guide, he was their counselor, he was even their Dut. Even became chariot driver of Arjuna. That also low down post. So he went to Duryodhana and said, look, they're Kshatriyas, they need something to rule. So you give them five villages. They're five brothers, you give them five villages. I will make sure they're satisfied. And you take the whole rest of the world. Very generous peace offer. But this Duryodhana was so cruel, so rascal. What did he say? I won't give them enough land that you can put under the point of a needle. I won't give them even that much land. So Krishna's peace proposal failed. So then Duryodhana asked him to come and take dinner. Bhojan. Because in our Indian culture, we cannot go to anybody's house without taking something to eat. Is it? We learned this in a very early age in our Krishna consciousness. One Indian family invited us to their house, and we had never eaten at an Indian person's house before. So we were very nervous. We didn't want to be disrespectful in any way. And they cook so nice prasadam. We never had prasadam like that. Especially this halava. And the host, he kept giving more and more. And we kept saying, no, that's all right. Boom. No, that's all right. Boom. And he kept going. More and more halava was coming. We had no more space to keep it. Then he told, it is our Indian custom that we must invite some sadhu to our house, some devotees. Then we feed them. We again offer, they will say, no, that's all right. But they're not satisfied. They're only being polite. Because in India, nobody talks straight. They always talk like this. They want more, but they say, no. So they're only being polite. They don't want to look greedy. But again, we give. And again, when they're finished, we offer. They will say, no, it's all right. But they're not satisfied. So again, we give. But when they roar like a lion, no, then we're fully satisfied. We don't give. So we were so nervous, he kept coming. You want some more? No, that's all right, plunk. He got to our temple president. He went, no, then we all caught on, no. So this is the culture. If we go to Indian's house, we have to eat. So Duryodhana, naturally, he made nice feast. Now we can imagine every day at noon, we call that noon offering, what do we call it? Rajbhog. We can just imagine what type of Rajbhog that Duryodhana made, king of the whole world. We've seen silver on top of the burfi. He had gold on top of his burfi. We've seen cashews and raisins in the halava and the sweet rice. He had it in the sabjis. Now your mouth is watering. But Duryodhana Bhogana Krishna, he said, no, you're not favorable to my devotees, therefore I won't take your bhojan. Prabhupada said, we should not eat anywhere and everywhere, only in the house of Vaishnava. So Krishna didn't take his bhojan. So what did he do? He went to Vidura's house, because Vidura is his devotee. Vidura is living in a very humble situation. But he left the big palace and went to Vidura's house. Now Vidura knows Krishna has gone to Duryodhana's. He will eat big feast. After the feast, next thing you do is sleep. So he didn't go home directly. He went to his friend's house. But Devaki Nandan, he went straight to Vidura's house. He knocked on the door. And nobody's home except Vidurani, Vidura's wife. And she opened the door. She saw Devaki Nandan is there. My husband is not here. Now what to do? She became very nervous. In Duryodhana's palace, he was sitting on a cushion as soft as the foam of milk. All she had was a little straw mat. At least she had more than you, because you have plastic ones. You know? At least she, she was more opulent than you guys. Oh, she had a little straw mat. Then she ran to the kitchen, because we have to give something to eat. The guest has come. Only thing is, there is kela, banana. Now, banana is a very common thing. At least for most of us, it's a very common thing. I was temple president in Vrindavan the first time the first 60 Russians came to Vrindavan. Their seekers stood on end. They saw, oh, banana, pineapple, guava. Of course, now they have all those things, but those days it was rare. They were just, whoop. But for most of us, banana is a very common thing. That's all she had was banana. She's so nervous, she peeled the banana, she threw away the fruit, she gave the peel to Krishna, and Krishna's eating the peel. Then she peeled the fruit, throw the fruit, give the peel, and Krishna's eating. Then Bidura came home. He saw what was going on. Are, murak, foolish lady, what are you doing? And Krishna said, chup, you be quiet. I don't know what she's feeding me, but I never tasted anything so nice. Because Krishna, he's not interested in our things. He's interested in our love and devotion. So therefore it says, I say prema pujari. If you want to do the puja of Krishna, you have to do it with prema. Prema, he's worshipped by prema, not by our things. So that's one verse in this line here, line in this song. So we're here in the land of Mahaprabhu, so now we'll go to Braj. But we'll take Mahaprabhu with us. Because Mahaprabhu, one time he came to Braj. And he wandered all around the four forests of the 12 forests of Braj. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's beautiful description. He was walking through the forest, and the deer were coming, and all the animals were coming, and everybody was astonished by the static frame of Mahaprabhu. They thought, this is our same Shyam Sundar, but now he's Gaur Sundar. And instead of flute, he's got this stick. And I figured out that forest that he was wandering through, that was Bahulavan. Because from that forest, the next description is he headed toward Govardhan. So from Bahulavan, the next step is to go to Govardhan. And he was going along the way, not like you when you come to Vrindavan by AC car and bus. He was going by his 2 feet with his hands raised in the air, chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he was completely lost in ecstasy. No external consciousness. Eventually he came to a place near Govardhan called, well, actually he didn't know what it was called. His servant, I believe it was Balabhadra, he asked some villager, what is the name of this village? And that villager said, this is Aritagram. As soon as the sound Aritagram came in Mahaprabhu's ear, then he immediately came back to his external consciousness. And he began to ask everyone, where is Radhakund and Shyamakund? Now why, hearing Aritagram, did Mahaprabhu ask for Radhakund and Shyamakund? Because the original name of this place is Aristagram, where Aristasura was killed. Now why, hearing about the killing of Aristasura, did Mahaprabhu think of Radhakund? Because we heard that Radhakund is a very sweet Madhurya rest place, and Aristasura was a big demon. What happened was Krishna had just gotten dressed up for doing Rasleela with the gopis. Prabhupada disguised Krishna as dressed up like dancing actor. We say Natavara. Natavara. Dancing actor. When he got the news that the Ristasura was terrorizing the Brishbasis. So you thought this terrorism is a new thing since the last few years, huh? This has been going on since the last 5,000 years. This was Arista bin Laden. He was tearing up the ground with his hooves, smashing the Brishbasi houses with his horns. By his roaring, the Brishbasinis were having miscarriages. His tail was so high, he was swatting the clouds. He took one look at Krishna. He dug the ground, put his horns, aimed them, and came charging. And Krishna just grabbed, he tightened his belts. He flapped his arms. Then he just grabbed the Ristasura by the horns, swung him around and around and around, and smashed him on the ground, then stomped on him like a wet sponge, and passing stool and urine simultaneously, he passed to the kingdom of death. So then Shyamasundara said, all right, he told Radharani and the gopis, now we can do Ras. And Radharani said, how we can be associated with such a person as you? You have done a big pop. You know pop. Coconut, Coca-Cola, 7-Up. No, pop means sin. You have done a big sin. What sin did I do? You killed a bull. That wasn't a bull. That was a demon in the shape of a bull. May have been in the shape of a bull, but may have been a demon, but he was in the shape of a bull. So you've done a sin. May have been in the shape of a bull, but he was a demon. Radharani said, we heard from Mother Purnamasi that one time Indra killed one demon. Vritrasura. Remember that story, huh? Maybe we're studying that in Bhagavatam now, I don't know. But so the Vritrasura, he was a demon, but he was a Brahmin. Radharani said, he got reaction. We know that old lady coughing blood with tuberculosis came chasing. He had to hide for 1,000 years in the lotus lake. He got reaction. So Krishna said, all right, what do I have to do to get free from this reaction? So Radharani and her sakis, they consulted one another. Said, you will have to take bath in all the sacred rivers of the places of the universe. And Krishna said, that will take a long time. How I can be away from you girls for so long? So I will call all the sacred places in one place and take my bath. And Radharani and the gopis said, oh, don't try to fool us with your magic, Shyamasundara. We don't believe in your magic. Then Krishna, he played on his flute, and all the sacred places of the universe appeared there with folded hands, bent over. And he saved them for us, Maharaj. And Krishna took his right foot and he stomped a big depression in the ground. Then he said, yes, you give your introduction, you chant your mantra, and you pour your water in my kund. So then everyone came, they gave their introduction, they chanted their mantra one by one and poured their water in Krishna's kund. And Krishna, without saying a word, he was indicating to the gopis. Because when we have love for one another, we don't need words. When we're angry, although we're standing face to face, we scream at each other. Because our hearts have gone far away. To get ourselves heard, we have to yell. Because our hearts are gone far away. But when we have love, our hearts are close. We just whisper. Psh, 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 psh. Or sometimes just by our eyes. We don't have to say anything. So Krishna, just by his eyes. You see, they're coming. I told you. Without speaking a word, just by his eyes. So this went on for a very long time, almost to the midnight. Then at the midnight, Krishna, he took his bath. After taking his bath, then he called Radharani, the gopis, you come in the water, we'll have jalakeli. You're all from Bengal, you know jal, huh? So jalakeli, water pastimes. Radharani said, this water is contaminated with your sin. How we can come in this water? We're going to make our own kund. So then, on the other side, there was a place where Vistasura had dug his hoof into the ground. There was a depression. So Radharani broke her kankan. Kankan means golden bangle. And she began to dig. And all the sakis, they broke their golden bangles, kankans, and they began to dig. In the middle of Radhakund, underneath all of that water, way down, be surprised if you come to Radhakund and see the picture, how deep it is, you'll be shocked. But in the very middle, there's Kankan Kund. If you want to see, you go to Google and type in Kankan Kund or Kangan Kund, either one. And then you can see the cleaning of Radhakund and you can see the Kankan Kund. I saw in 1987, and 2010, I think it was. Both times I saw it. In the very middle is Kankan Kunda. So Krishna came and said, your kunda is very beautiful, but there's no water in it. And Radharani said, we're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. We're going to get gold and silver water pots and millions of gopis, one line going, one line coming, and we'll bring water from Manasi Ganga. Now Krishna, he doesn't like to see Radharani or the Sakis do any type of work. He can't bear to see even bead of perspiration come on Radharani's brow. So he looked at all those holy places personified and signaled to them, and they became one person. And that one person came before Radharani and began to pray that we thought the perfection of life was to be associated with the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because you think when Krishna took his bath and he became purified, da? Yes? Nyat. All the holy places became purified because Krishna bathed in them. This was just an excuse. But now they told Radharani, seeing your divine, wonderful qualities, we can understand real perfection of life is to be associated with your lotus feet. So Radharani said, what do you want? He said, we want to come in your kund. And then Radharani, she smiled at Sri Krishna and she shook her head. So if you go to Radhakund, you'll see there's a little white dome. Underneath that white dome, in this between Radhakund and Shyamakund, you'll see there's a hole. The water from Shyamakund came into Radhakund. And that happened exactly at the midnight. So in the first Ashtami of Kartik, we call that Bahul Ashtami night, that is the appearance of Radhakund exactly at the midnight. Thousands and thousands of people will come. The old days it was a lot of fun. Now it's too crowded. I stopped going. The last time we went, it took us 1 hour to get down to the kund to take our bath. It was such a crowd on the step, people pushing and shoving and pushing. But old days it was so much fun. We'd all sit on the edge of the kund having kirtan. Then exactly the stroke of midnight, everyone will jump into the kund and take bath. And then it becomes Hira Kund. You know Hira? You don't know Hira? Diamond. Because the government knows thousands and thousands of people are coming in that night. So they put lights all around for their protection and safety. Now hundreds of Vrishbasis and hundreds of Vaishnavas, thousands of Vaishnavas, have come in Radharani's water, and her hairs are standing on end in the form of little waves. She's so ecstatic, so many Vrishbasis and Vaishnavas are bathing in her water. So many little waves are there, hairs are standing on end. So all those lights are reflected in the kund, becomes diamond kund. And at midnight, the half moon, because it's Ashtami days, that means half moon will be there. That will rise around 9:30 or so. So by midnight, it's halfway up the sky. On the eastern side of Radhakund, you see this beautiful half moon through the mist. Because that time Kartik, it's misty in the evening, it's cold. It's so special to go in the water, it's so cold, and you jump in the water. And so you have this diamond kund with this half moon shining over top, like that. So although Radhakund and Shyamakund are eternal, they have this pastime of appearance. So therefore, when Mahaprabhu heard that this is a ritagram, he began to ask everyone, where's Radhakund and Shyamakund? But nobody could tell him. They were lost to the eyes of the worlds. But we know, Vrijendananana Jay Sati Sutta Hoilo Se. Did I say it right, or is it the way around? I always get it mixed up. We don't have any Bengalis here. It's either Brijinda Nandana Se Sachi Sutohoilo Jay, or is Brijinda Nandana Jay Hasi Sutohoilo Se? Nobody knows. All right. So does it matter to you if I said it wrong? That, yeah. Brijinda Nandana Jay Sachi Sutohoilo. That Brijinda Nandana Shamsundar has come as the son of Mother Sachi. So he's the self-same Brijinda Nandana Shamsundar. He sat underneath a tamal tree and he saw two rice paddy fields. One was called Kali, one was called Gauri. So we can understand, Kali we know means black, that this was Shamakun, and Gauri means white, golden. This is Radhakund. So whatever water is there, he took his bath in that paddy field. All the villagers were astonished. He's taking his bath. And he chanted so many beautiful mantras. You can find all those mantras in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in, I'm sure it's in, even in Ukrainsky, in Ruski and Ukrainsky, Spanish. You can learn all these beautiful mantras. Sabha Gopi Haite Radha Krishna Prayasi Taiche Radha Kunda Priya Priya Rasarasi Sabha Gopi Haite Radha Krishna Prayasi. Sabha we know means all. So of all the gopis, there's one, Priya, who's most dear to Krishna. Sabha Gopi Haite Radha Krishna Prayasi. The one who's most dear to Krishna. Taiche Radha Kunda Priya Priya Rasarasi. In the same way, this Sarasi, this little lake, is just as dear to Krishna as Radha. From Padma Puran, Yata Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priyam Data Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Balava. Yata Radha Priya Vishnu, just as Radha is very dear to Vishnu or Krishna, Tasya Kundam Priyam Dagam, this Kund is just as dear to Krishna as Radha. Sarva, we know the meaning of Sarva. Sarva means? Sarva Gopishu Saiv Eka. Of all the gopis, there's ek, there's one, Vishnur Atyant Bala. When we want to use the most extremist, then we use the word Atyant. It means the mostest. Most and Sarva Gopishu Saiv Eka. Vishnu Atyanta Balava. Balava we know means beloved. Mostest, belovedest. We see Adyanta means mostest, belovedest of Krishna. Ekunde Nitya Krishna Radhika Rasange Jale Jale Kele Kori Tire Rasarange. Ekunde Nitya Krishna. You can understand this without even knowing Bengali, just from hearing some little bit of Prabhupada's books. Just listen, it's you will understand. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the world will try to learn Bengali just to relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. E kunde nitya Krishna, nitya Krishna, always Krishna, you can follow, huh? E kunde nitya Krishna, Radhikara Sange. We know, in the Sangha of Radharani, along with Radharani. E kunde nitya Krishna, Radhikara Sange, Jole. Now you all know Jol, because we say Pani on our side, but your side they say Jol. And Jole means in the water. Jale, Jala Keli. In the water, they're doing water pastime. Jale Jala Keli. Or Tire, we know Tira, we sing every day, Jamuna Tira. Tira means the bank, not the ones that are ripping us off. The banks of the Kund. Tire Rasarangi. So you could follow it without even knowing Bengali, huh? E Kunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jale Jala Keli Kore Tire Rasarangi. E kunde se ek bara kore snana tanna rada sama prema Krishna kore dana. In this kun, say if somebody ek bar kore snan. We know snan because just 45 days ago we had snan yatra. Because this year there was, instead of 15 days, there was 45 days between snan yatra and rath yatra. If somebody one time takes his snan, bath, Tanna Radha Sama Prema Krishna Kore Dana. We know the word Dan, that means charity. Because when we go to Vrindavan, everybody asking for charity. Dan Dedo. Although it is the land of Atma Gyan, nobody sees us as Atma. Instead of seeing us Atma, they take off the last A. If you take off the last A, what do you have? ATM. Nobody sees the Atma. They come with their card. They push the card in the machine. Dan Dedo. So Krishna kore dana. When you go to Radhakund, you will find so many greedy Brahmins there to take dana from you. But Krishna is giving dana. Krishna is giving charity. What charity? Radha sama prema. It's like we heard this word sama before in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuta. I am equal to everyone. Krishna gives that prema equal to Radharani's prema to anyone who one time takes his bath. Tanarada sama prema Krishna kore dana. Kundara mahima yena radara mahima. Kundara maduri yena radara madurima. This kund is just as glorious as the glories of Radharani. And this kund is just as sweet as the sweetness, madurima, of Srimati Radhika. So singing all these prayers, Mahaprabhu took his bath. And you can learn all these prayers in your own language in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then he marked his body with tilak of Radhakund and revealed Radhakund and Shamakund to the world. See Radhakund, Shamakund, the key! So tomorrow, because there's Rath Yatra, we won't have any class. But next day, the 19th, we'll again be here and relish some more Braja pastimes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.